Chapter 33. Bobby met Harris Reed at Bogey's. Even a high-priced private investigator could appreciate a good diner. Harris went for the double cheeseburger, extra onion, extra mushrooms. Bobby ordered a sausage and cheese omelet. Harris was in a good mood, taking big bites of his dripping burger and chewing enthusiastically. No doubt he thought Bobby had arranged this meeting to announce his submission. He'd surrender to Judge Gagnon's master plan and do whatever was required. Bobby let the investigator get halfway through his burger before dropping the bomb.
"So, quite a scene in Back Bay yesterday," he said casually.
Harris's jaw slowed, his teeth taking a momentary pause from grinding beef.
"Yeah. I hear the nanny hanged herself. What's the word from your contacts?"
Harris swallowed.
"My contacts say you were at the scene, so you'd probably know better than them." "Maybe I do."
Bobby waited a moment.
"Are you curious?"
"Should I be?"
"I think you should."
Harris shrugged. He was doing his best to retain his casual demeanor, but he'd set down his burger now and was wiping his hands with the oversized paper napkin.
"So the nanny hanged herself. These girls are young, doing a tough job a long ways from home. Given everything else, maybe it's not surprising." "Come on,"
Bobby goaded softly.
"You can do better than that."
"I don't know what you mean." Bobby leaned forward.
"Did Judge Gagnon ask you for a name? Someone capable of doing odd jobs? Or maybe someone who knew someone who could take care of things? Or did you get personally involved? I'd like to think you're too smart for that, but then again..."
"I don't know what you mean."
"Come on! You knew about the Rocco scene before the blood hit the pavement. You were listening. You were waiting." "Why?" "Because you thought something like that might happen." "How good is the judge's money, Harris? How far were you willing to go?"
"I think I'm done eating." Harris moved to stand. Bobby grabbed the man's hand and slammed it against the table.
"I'm not wired," he said intently. "I'm not looking to nail you. I just want a little exchange of information, man to man. You could use a new friend, Harris. Your old ones are putting you in a tough place."
"Nothing personal, Dodge, but at the rate things are going, associating with you hardly does me any favors."
"Her neck was snapped, Harris. Someone broke Prudence Walker in half, as if she were nothing but a toothpick. Can you really sleep at night with that on your conscience? Can you really look me in the eye and tell me you don't feel a thing?"
Harris was starting to sweat. His gaze dropped to Bobby's hand, still pinning his wrist in place.
"The cops are going to start putting two and two together,"
Bobby said.
"Why did a doctor end up butchered in a parking garage? Why did a nanny go out on her day off and wind up dead? Two murders is too many. That's why it was so important that Prudence's death looked like suicide. Is there an end point to this game, Harris? Because you and I both know once you start killing, it's hard to stop."